Daddy, we live in the dream, got dead in the field. I am a drink like Champions League. Every 25 hits, even the only feed. Man, I'm about to be rolled like a Ferrari. We got a bunch, this is the love of the tweet. Create my own leagues, so off we compete.
Running, although here's Canapri, he's on a hat-trick and he's in.
This is Corner Flag Talk.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Corner Flag Talk podcast. It's your boy John. We are here. It is the end of the international break by the time you're all really hearing this. And it is the cursed Predictatron episode that we've done for 3 years now, and not once has it been done in my favor. But content is content, and we're bringing it to y'all. And I will be so honest, my stomach is churning doing this. But let's see how it all plays out. First, we have Virgil. Uzi, was it good, my guy?
Yeah. Then, you know, this is the crunch time of the season. This is where things about to get a little exciting.
Yeah, excited for men who's not me. We have Brandon. Brand looking dapper as always. What's it going, my guy?
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Happy to be here.
And we have Daniel. Fats, what's it good?
Yo. Yeah, I good. Black Brandon, happy to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I didn't speak to y'all in a while. Also, I just the pod, you know, life has just been a bit hectic recently. But as we said, guys, we are here to predict every single of the remaining fixtures from now until the end of the season. And what we've tried to do is to predict them in the order that they are scheduled to happen. And the ones that are not scheduled yet, based on experts in scheduling for FPL reasons, we're using their predicted schedule to try and navigate those that aren't scheduled as yet. So we're going to get straight there. What we're going to do is we're going to let each person kind of rattle off the fixture results that they have for that given game week. Where we disagree, we will say so and give our reason as to why. And I will so often give you all an updated look as to what our tables might be looking like. So with that being said, we'll kick right off with game week 30. And Fran, why don't you start us off?
Okay, let me make sure I read the right thing. Yes.
Yeah, so this one has Newcastle, West Ham, Bournemouth, Everton, okay. Chelsea, Burnley. Yeah.
Right. So this is the upcoming game week, I believe.
Yes.
Is it? This right. Weekend, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Right. So I have in the first fixture, I have Newcastle drawing 1-1 with West Ham United. I have Bournemouth and Everton also drawing 1-1. I have Chelsea beating Burnley 3-1. Forest losing to Palace 2-1. Fulham beating Sheffield 3-0. Spurs slapping Luton 4-2. Villa getting the better of Wolves 3-1. Man United sneaking a win against Brentford 2-1. I have Liverpool beating Brighton 3-1. And in the most exciting game of the weekend, I have Man City and Arsenal with City winning 3-2.
Nice. Some of those I have so real plenty coming with you, boy. I also have Newcastle drawing. I had 2-2. I had Bournemouth winning 2-1. I had Chelsea winning 3-2. I had Forest losing to Crystal Palace 2-1. I had Sheffield drawing with Fulham. I have Tottenham slapping Luton 3-1. I have Villa beating Wolves 3-1 as well. I have Brentford winning 2-1 against United. I have Liverpool 3-0 against Brighton. And I have Man City winning 2-1 against Arsenal. So, yeah, a lot of similar ones in there. Virgil, what you had?
So for me, right? I feel like everything else was just like career careless. Oh, okay, you know, so I have a big fixture coming up.
Right.
But start at the top, you know, first game in Newcastle versus West Ham. I feel that might be a go down to, I'll say 2-1. 2-1 in favor of Newcastle.
Yeah.
I feel for Bournemouth, Everton, that would I've seen a 2-1 as well in favor of Bournemouth. Chelsea versus Burnley, I see that as a 4-0 win for Chelsea.
Ooh, healthy ones.
Forest and Palace, I see that as a 2-2 draw. Sheffield, Fulham. Yeah, Sheffield, you know, Sheffield just been, everybody just been getting 3 points on them. So I feel like that's a 2-0 to Fulham. Spurs, Luton. I feel like Luton, again, it's a little tricky side this season now, but I feel like Spurs might come and pull off a little 3-2 win. I feel like things might be a little tough. Mm-hmm. Aston Villa versus Wolves, though. I feel like that might be a 2-2 draw, honestly. I feel for Brentford United, 2-2 draw as well. Then we go down to the two big games. Liverpool, Brighton. I see that as a 3-1 win for Liverpool. Okay. And for Man City against Arsenal, I see that as 2-1.
Nice.
I have to say in favor of who?
I'll make sure.
Nah, because I see now. Nah, well, for me, I'm hoping for a 2-1 in favor of City.
Okay. And Pats, yours for that game week.
Yeah. So, okay. So, for game week 30, I had Newcastle doing 3-1 against West Ham. Bournemouth for the 2-0 win against Everton. Chelsea, I think they're gone. Mash up Burnley, 3-1. Nottingham Forest tie with Palace, 2-2. Sheffield, 1. Fulham, 3. I think Spurs gone. Mash up Luton, home game. So 3-0. Villa to straight by against Wolves, 2-1. Brentford, 1. United, 1. Liverpool should be beaten Brighton, especially since Liverpool are at home, 3-1. And then Manchester City versus Arsenal. Had to go with City. I went 2-1. City win in the Etihad.
Oh, nice. So,
that's not enough to get fair, John.
Yeah, well, this is exactly like the quintessential of what was the conundrum. And try to find the balance between like what my gut says and what my mind says of what can happen. My gut says is that we will go down and draw this again. And I do believe that we can. In fact, I believe that we can do even more. But I think that the break would done us more damage, especially to the momentum. And City are the best at restarting from nothing. You know? Especially like after these international breaks, make it look like, yeah, we might not be, you know, fully up to tune, but they do enough to get the win. And I think the timing of it just isn't in our favor to get at least a draw. But I mean, you never know, you know. I mean, the thing is, the way that things panned out in my table, especially, like we get anything in this, it swings the pendulum a lot in terms of how things play out in the end. But yeah, so everybody was kind of similar there, so it's kind of easy to keep moving on. Any surprising ones anybody want to really talk about from that game? I guess the only one would be if people was wondering if I would have given us something going at City, but that didn't happen. So, anything else? No, not really.
Not really.
Yeah, okay, nice. So, when 31 feels to load for me, would be great. Cool. Nice. Next up, we have 31. So, Pats, if you have yours ready, go ahead now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I had Forest drawing with Fulham 2-2, Newcastle beating Everton 2-1, you know, for the home. Bournemouth drawing with Palace 1-1, Burnley 1, Wolves 3, West Ham and Spurs tie 2-2, Arsenal step on Luton 7-0, Brentford tie with Brighton 1-1. City, close one with Villa, 2-1. Liverpool, 4. Sheffield, 0. And between Chelsea and United, I actually have United winning this one. 3-2 to United.
Ooh.
Should I say how the table look as well? Or?
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, say how the table change anyway, yeah.
Let me make sure it's the correct one. After 31, I'll just get the top 4 in the correct order. Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Villa is my top 4.
Yeah. I think the only result I had in terms of outcome I had different to you is I had Chelsea 2-2 with United. I literally take every other result, but I had same outcome. Now, yeah. The scores might be different, but I think I had same outcome. I had draw between West Ham and Tottenham. I have draw between Forest and Fulham. I had City and Liverpool spanking teams. I didn't have us with 7 against Luton. I had 3, but...
Oh,
yeah.
3, okay.
Yeah. yeah, more or less the same. I had Chelsea draw with United. I mean, hey, I know that Chelsea aren't in the best of form, but I mean, at home, I feel like I had to get any benefit to not lose. But
fair enough.
Yeah, Bran, what do you have, bro?
I was trying to listen to see what I had that was different, but I don't know. So I just go, they hit the whole thing on Forest to beat Fulham 2-1. Ooh. Newcastle beat Everton 3-0. Bournemouth beat Palace 2-1. Wolves beat Burnley 2-1. West Ham beat Spurs 2-1. Arsenal beat Luton 5-0. Brentford 2-0 against Brighton.
Ooh.
City beat Villa 3-1. Liverpool beat Sheffield 3-0. I have Chelsea beaten United 2-1.
Oh, nice. Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. Nice. And Virgil?
There's which game week again? The game week 31, right?
Yeah.
I'll go back. All right, so for me, I had a Fulham win 3-1, Newcastle win 4-1, Bournemouth against Palace 3-0 to Bournemouth, Wolves beat Burnley 2-0, Spurs get a narrow win against West Ham 3-2, Arsenal beat Luton 4-0, Brighton and Brentford a 3-3 draw, City get a narrow win against Aston Villa 2-1. Liverpool host Sheffield United and win that 5-0. And Chelsea against United, I see a 0-0 draw.
No, you know, the 0-0 is the most like Chelsea United thing ever.
Yeah. I can see that.
No, Virgil is the worst. He said narrow 2-1 win against Villa. You know? I think the only one where we were in front of that says a lot is probably the West Ham Tottenham. Virgil had a Tottenham win. Salik, what you had?
For which one?
The Tottenham West Ham.
I had 2-1 to West Ham.
Oh, so you have West Ham winning.
West Ham. You have West Ham against Spurs.
Yeah, so you have Spurs with it. Okay. He has West Ham winning. And then is he Chelsea United? Me and Virgil have them drawing. United winning. And Salik have Chelsea winning. And hey, Salik, don't be positive about Chelsea. And he have them winning. So that says a lot. Any major changes in all your table? Nothing for me yet. The 3 promoters are all in relegation. I still have Villa in 4th, Tottenham 5th, and United in 6th.
Wait, you have Liverpool first in your table?
Yeah, I have Liverpool first, then City, then Arsenal.
Okay, I have City, Liverpool, Arsenal.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Where you have Liverpool dropping points? You had them drawing last, I guess, Brighton?
Why do I have them at that stage? I actually don't know. Let me make sure I have... Yeah, 31 games, yeah. I have City on 72. Okay, I understand what happened. I think I know what happened too.
Okay, cool. We'll move on then. We'll go to game 32. Everything kind of... It's not as cool, but everybody mind kind of the same. I'm afraid everybody has the same outcome now. I'll go first though. So I have City winning at the Selhurst Park against all odds 2-0. I have Villa winning 1-0. I have Everton winning 1-0. I have Fulham winning 2-1. I have Luton winning 1-0. I have Wolves winning 3-2. I have Arsenal winning 3-1. I have United Liverpool drawing 2-2. I have Sheffield and Chelsea 1-2 in favor of Chelsea. And I have Spurs winning 4-2 against Forest.
John, tell me your Wolves West Ham again.
3-2 to Wolves.
Okay. All right.
What you have run since you already started?
No, you and I have the exact results, bar one.
Which one?
Which is Brighton Arsenal.
Oh, you have
Australia. Because, yeah, I have only drawn 2-2 because that is the
game before. Is it game before?
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, I can hear that out. Virgil, who you have?
This is 32, right?
Yes, this is 32.
I have check any calculation on them. What I have, okay, so yeah, first game I have Man City Crystal Palace 2-2. I have Aston Villa beating Brentford 3-1. Everton winning 2-0.
Wait, you just say Crystal Palace City 2-1?
2-1, yeah.
Alright. Nah, sick. No problem. You know, if it was me who said that kind of shit for this dog, I want to get all kind of pelters.
Nah, he's sick.
So yeah, then Fulham, Newcastle, 2-2 draw there. Luton against Brentford, 4-1 win to Brentford. To Bournemouth, 4-1 to Bournemouth.
Hey, dog.
Wolves beat West Ham. No, Wolves and West Ham, 3-3 draw.
Nice.
Arsenal beat Brighton, 4-2.
That's Liverpool against them by last year. At Brighton, that's
awesome. Liverpool against Manchester United, 2-2 draw. Chelsea against Sheffield United.
Brandon, did you have that as 2-2 exactly as well?
I had a 3-3.
I was going out for 3-3. I remember last year when we was accused of manufacturing goals.
Correct is right.
I was thinking 3-3 hat tricks by Anthony, but I was like, you know, I was like, you gotta keep it somewhat realistic.
So only a brace by Anthony then.
Yeah, I've a brace by Anthony. So another thing I keep it realistic too. Chelsea win against Sheffield United 4-3. And Spurs beaten Forest 4-0.
Nice. And Pats, what do you have, bro?
Yeah, I guess I feel like somehow the most contentious one here again, the result between Palace and City. I just feel like that's where most of you will differ. But I actually have City beating Palace because oh gosh, boy, like how much times?
Noel, it's only Virgil. It's only Virgil who said they're not winning.
Hey.
Bro, Dami, Domi Liney have some insane losses coming to
something.
But yeah, I had City to beat Palace. I feel like most of the others was consistent. I had Villa beaten Brentford. Everton Brighton win. Arsenal. Huh?
We had for Brighton, Arsenal.
Arsenal win. 2-1 though. Yeah. But I had Arsenal winning.
And United, Liverpool.
I have Liverpool winning 2-1 as well.
So we have one Liverpool.
Yeah. Winning. I have Fulham beating Newcastle, by the way. I don't know if anybody care about that one. But
I have Fulham beating Newcastle as well. I think I think Brandon have that as well. And you know as he take parts, boy? You know why I actually believe that Liverpool would win that game? Eh? But I put in 2-1. It's because like the way that Liverpool are, the fact that they lost 4-3 day in the cup, they will go there and be extra focus to make sure it don't happen again.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But benefit of the doubt. You get United, benefit of the doubt. They're still in a hunt for top 4 or 5 at that point. So, yeah, cool. Any big changes in the table? None for me. This is also where my changes come. So next we have
the current one we now do. This one, so City on top with by a point. Liverpool.
Oh yes, sorry.
72.
Correct.
Liverpool have 71 and Arsenal on 68.
So I have City on top with 72. I have Liverpool second with 71, and I have us on 70. But yeah,
that's after 31 games, right?
Yeah, that's after 31 games.
Pretty true of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow, yeah, Liverpool's still on top for me.
Well, yeah. You have Liverpool winning this week, so then they would stay on top. The Liverpool point should
go
on top. Unless you live in Virgil will, where Crystal Palace managed to pull a 2-0 with end of season.
The table's still tight, you know.
Yeah. All right, cool. Keeping it stepping now. Next game week. Virgil, why don't you go first? So this is 33. You started with Newcastle United and Tottenham, and you ended it with Chelsea, Everton.
Yeah, so I see a 1-0 win to Spurs. I see for Brentford. I see a 2-1 win for Brentford against Sheffield United. 2-0 win for Brighton against Burnley. 5-0 win for Man City against Luton. 3-1 win for Wolves against Forest. A 3-2 win for Bournemouth against Manchester United. 5-1.
Hey, this man wicked, boy. Hey.
Well, I mean, one team have a proper striker. So, 5-1 win to Liverpool against Palace.
Yeah.
West Ham to beat Fulham 4-2. Arsenal to draw with Aston Villa 3-0. And Chelsea to beat Everton 3-0.
Nice. What was yours, bro?
I mean, I was going to say me and Virgil was looking similar until. But, yeah, I have Newcastle. Oh, no, I have Newcastle beating Spurs, though. So that was a difference there. Brentford beating Sheffield. Yeah, Burnley losing against Brighton. Like Virgil, I have 5-0 City versus Luton. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see how it ends up playing off on the day. I also have Bournemouth beating United 2-0. I have Liverpool beating Crystal Palace 3-1. West Ham and Fulham tie. I have Arsenal beating Villa 2-0. And I get the whole Emery thing, but I just think that Villa is just too bad away from home. So, yeah, I have Arsenal beating Villa 2-0 and Chelsea beating Everton. So, yeah.
The only differences I have is, well, I have a United win at Bournemouth, actually. Because Hoyland will be back by then, and I think that is enough for them to be, you know, get back to being jammy like they were when he was in form our last few weeks. I have nothing on Forest and Wolves drawing 2-2. I don't know if that was contentious. And I have Arsenal winning 3-0 to Villa. And I have Chelsea drawing 2-2 with Everton.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Manufacturing goals, though. I can tell you. Brandon, what do you have, bro?
I have a lot of differences from all, actually. I have Newcastle and Spurs drawing 3-3. I have Burnley beating Brighton 2-1. I do have North Forest Wolves being 2-2. Nice. I have United beating Bournemouth 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
I have Arsenal winning 2-0. And I have Chelsea on Monday night under the lights at Stamford Bridge winning 3-0 against Everton. I don't think I have anything different from
Everton. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize that game was one of them kind of games. Hey, fair enough, though. That makes sense. Yeah, cool. I got all that.
This is also post. I just want to say this game is post the first leg of the all the European ties.
Yeah.
So if anybody is confused as to why certain teams, we give them certain things, that's why.
Yeah, cool. Let me go to 34 now. So let me tell all you how 34 is going to go. Y'all not giving me the scores for just now. You're not giving me the Brighton Chelsea, you're not giving me United, and you're not giving me Tottenham. Those three games you're not giving them. Right? Okay. Those games.
Which three?
The top three.
The top three games, actually. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Those three are postponed until a later date. And if that affects like how you think those games might go because of how packed they are or what they follow, then that is up to you and your prerogative, right? So
I guess think I can it go... will, actually.
It did with me. I have Luton winning 2-1 to Brentford. I have Sheffield 1-1 with Burnley. I have a 2-2 between Wolves and Arsenal. I have a 2-0 Everton win. I have a Villa 3-1 to Bournemouth. I have Crystal Palace 1-0 over West Ham. And in my most shocking result thus far, I have a Fulham 3-2 win over Liverpool. So, yeah.
Was that Liverpool fixture, you say?
Fulham beating Liverpool 3-2.
Okay. That's good. That's kind of similar to something I was thinking about after now.
Yeah, Fulham. Yeah, I think Fulham has been quite tricky, especially going at the Cottage. And yeah, we'll see what comes out. Brandon, why don't you go, bro? What do you have?
Brentford beat Luton 2-1. Sheffield draw with Burnley. Wolves lose to Arsenal 2-1. Draw between Everton and Forest. Villa win 3-1. Palace beat West Ham 2-0. And Liverpool win 2-1 against Fulham.
Yeah. Say that last one again.
Liverpool beat Fulham 2-1.
Right, okay. Look, I know one of them might have been surprised that I said that we draw at Wolves. That game is one of them games that's like under the lights, only game on TV, last game of the day kind of thing. And I think that is when I feel, you know, we win a few in a row at that point that we might have dropped some points. Wolves are outside, and I could see that being problematic. So, yeah. Pats.
Yeah, I was kind of similar to Brandon here in the results, except that I had Luton and Brentford drawing. Everything else I think was spot on. I had Arsenal beaten Wolves. I have Villa beaten Bournemouth bad. I have Liverpool beaten Fulham. And everything else was consistent with what Brandon says as well. I think same scores on all two.
Virgil, what do you have?
Right, that's game week what again?
34,
right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have Brentford winning, Brentford beating Luton 3-1. Sheffield and Burnley drawing 1-1. Arsenal beating Wolves 3-1. Forest and Everton drawing 2-2. Villa beaten Bournemouth 4-2, West Ham beaten Palace 3-0, and Fulham and Liverpool is a 2-2 draw.
Nice. No, I can't lie though. I really believe Fulham has something in that one.
I feel Fulham. What you said at the beginning, I feel Fulham going to play a very key role in this.
The other Fulham thing I want to say is like if I have had a little bit more positive results for Crystal Palace and. I think the new coach has come in and it's taken them a little while, but I think they are starting to play a little bit better. And I think Olis is supposed to be back from injury by the time the international start back. And I think those things will help us. So that's kind of why I went for a win here and probably some draws before. So I'm going to ask y'all if y'all didn't manage to save them, their changes in your table now. So I have City with a game played less, still on top with 75. Then I have Arsenal would be second level on points with Liverpool, both on 74 each, but ahead on goal difference. I would have Forest dropping down into the relegation zone by 1 point, and Luton being above them. And I still have Aston Villa in fourth and Tottenham in fifth. Anybody? Pats?
For my table, yeah. I can't remember where it changed, but for that, it's supposed to be so. I want to go back and show that. Now, let parts go. I don't know why they're not showing in our calculator. Yeah.
The problem with my table is that when I did game week 34,
I say when you hit calculate, you had all three, you had the three fixtures, even the top ones included.
Yeah, I just did all, so I didn't even realize that that's how it does work, to be honest.
That's okay.
So, yeah, I don't want to say mine because it's not gonna reflect how the game could really look.
Fair enough. Brandon, did you have it saved like that, or
I also had it like that?
Okay, cool. Well, no stress. Next would be the fixtures that would have been in the double, which were the remaining fixtures from game week 29, right? So, Brandon, why don't you go first? What I buy?
I have Arsenal beaten Chelsea 3-0. Mm-hmm. I have Wolves beaten Bournemouth 2-1. Newcastle mm-hmm. beaten Palace 2-1. Liverpool winning the Merseyside Derby 2-1. Mm-hmm. United beaten Sheffield 3-1. And I have City drawing with Brighton 2-2.
Hey. I think I was following you for most of that, actually. The only difference I had was Crystal Palace drawing. And I have Brighton, I have City winning. But that is the only difference that I had there. Results wise. Pat, what do you have?
Same. I had exactly the same as Brandon, except I have Palace to beat Newcastle. Because, you know, Newcastle away. It might as well be Sheffield. And then I have City beating Brighton as well. Everything else was the same.
Brandon, was he rational? Was he rational for the Brighton one?
For the draw?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason was because I believe it had to do with when the game is being played.
This is the midweek after their game against Chelsea in the FA Cup at the weekend.
Right, so that's why I was like, I had to look at every single fixture. So I was like, I feel like City will have that one point in the season where they will... I have them... I think they will draw and lose at some point in the run. Mm-hmm. So I think this will be the draw, and I feel like Brighton have like one really good game in them for the season, and I think it'll be against City.
Nice. Virgil, what do you have?
That's not... Which game is this? Is this
29.
Give me 29 this time. Why might I look in the freeze up now as I'm going back?
That's alright, you take your time. 29, I have like the first few already filled out because they were playing. I ended up like six fixtures there. Yeah.
Just the six, right?
Yeah, just those six, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, for that, I see a 3-1 win, Arsenal Chelsea. I see a 3-1. I see a 3-1 win against for Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm.
I also see I see a one all because as Patrick said, Newcastle too away. I feel a one all Palace Newcastle.
Mm-hmm. That's why I went with the 2-1. Yeah.
For the big, you know, the big game, the Merseyside Derby.
Let me hear you, Virgil.
I see a 4-1 win for Liverpool. United against Sheffield. I feel like United are going to struggle this game, but I'm gonna come out a 2-0 win for United.
Yeah.
And Brighton against Manchester United. I see a 3-1 win for City. Hear me, man. Hey. Yeah, a Brighton against City, a 3-1 win.
Nice, man. Cool. Cool. 35 now. I would say Pats. Go for this now. Oh, yeah, for 35. So you're giving everything for
35. Have, yeah. Right. So, Liverpool beat West Ham 2-1. Fulham beat Palace 2-1. United beat Burnley 2-0. Newcastle really step on Sheffield 5-0.
Right.
Wolves beat Luton 2-0. Brentford beat Everton 2-1. Villa beat Chelsea 3-1. Because, yeah, Villa at home. Bournemouth draw with Brighton, Spurs draw with Arsenal 2-2, and City beat Forest 3-1. I mean, it's Forest.
Yeah. The only ones I had different is I had a Everton 1-0 win, and I had Aston Villa drawing 2-2, and I had Brighton winning 3-2 at Bournemouth. The rest I had the same. I had the draw in North London Derby, I had City going to Forest and win. Everything else I had the same. Virgil, why you don't go next, boy? Where you
have? I had for Liverpool West Ham. I say a 4-0 win for Liverpool. Fulham beating Palace 2-1. United getting that win over Burnley 3-0. Newcastle also beaten Sheffield United 3-0. Wolves beaten Luton 2-1. Everton beaten Brentford 3-2. Aston Villa winning that against Chelsea 4-1. Bournemouth against Brighton 3-0. 3-0 to Bournemouth.
Hey.
Arsenal up against Spurs. I see Arsenal win that game 5-2. And City against Forest 4-1.
Don't get up, I'm leaving that.
Virgil!
No.
Don't you know what's the funny thing, Adam? Logically speaking, I wish you go there and beat them bad, Adam, but this blasted derby, dog, and is a run of some hard games in a row, just. Yeah, me and on that way. I tell you, this prediction thing, like, it's so hard for me to literally separate my heart from my mind from my gut in trying to figure out this. That, yeah. Okay, cool. Bran, what do you have, bro?
I might have the most shocking result of the week, actually. I have City beating Forest. I have the North London Derby going 4-4.
Hey.
I have Villa beating Chelsea. I had Brentford beating Everton, Wolves beating Luton, United, Fulham, and Newcastle all winning. And in the shock of the week, I have West Ham beating Liverpool 3-2.
You know, dog, I felt like somebody this was going to give West Ham something against Liverpool. You know? Fair enough, boy. Can't remember 3-2 in a title race late on from West Ham against Liverpool self a few years ago. Eh? Somehow that sound very familiar. Cool, man. Nice. At this point, I would like to ask you all, you know, well, how are you feeling about these predictions? At this point, we're at game week 35, so only 3 games remaining. How are you feeling about how the teams have been performing, especially the ones at the top? Pat?
I was thinking that I feel I've been way too nice to the top 3 teams. Because in reality, I don't... This is the hard thing, though. This is the hard thing about paper and reality. I know that in reality, City is not going to win all of these games.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know which one they're going to drop points to it. It's going to be a random one. Same for Arsenal, same for Liverpool. I don't think that they're going to win all of these games. But I think so far, in my predictions, I've had them winning all, except for when they clash with each other. Obviously, you know, if Arsenal play City, for example, they can't both win, for example. So, yeah, I know that I've probably been a little generous. But I don't know where that could say, like, City will drop points or Arsenal will drop points. It's so hard to call that. I just have to go with how it looks on paper.
Yeah, fair enough. Brandon, how are you feeling about the predictions?
Well, bro, I have City going from first to third at one point, and then I have Liverpool on top, Arsenal in second, and then City jump Arsenal again. So, right now, it's turning out to be very... very exciting if it turns out this way, of course. But like I say, I agree with Daniel. I think we all, maybe not Virgil, but I think we've all been very generous to the top three.
Yeah, because as Pat say, right, this is hard, right? Because it's on paper and on paper, all of these things. When I like, I don't know, but I feel like I probably was being a little harsh with my own side because, you know, we've been here before and it hasn't gone our way and. You know, I don't know. The thing is, like, we're doing these predictions based on what we know now, right? Whereas, like, so this is game week 35, right? It's 5 weeks from now. 5 weeks from now, the kind of injuries a team might be having is very different to what we see now, or who might come back, or who's struggling for form, or who turned out to be a savior for their team late in the season. And it's hard to see those things from now. And the thing is, I'm assuming everybody's table is roughly, you know, 3 to 4 points between first and third, right? And you're talking about one fixture that we get wrong so far, it changes the paradigm largely, which I think is a big credit to what these teams are doing and to the level at which they are performing. But it shows how I would kindly ask our listeners not to, you know, peg us for the stuff that we get wrong, because the margins are just very tight. And I think, you know, me and Virgil should be allowed a little bit of wiggle room, because at the end of the day, our hearts are involved in this title race as well. As much as, you know, we're trying to be as logical as we can, it's hard. It's difficult. It's really hard, you know. I see the City going away to these games, and I know, you know, Forest, for example, right, are terrible in terms of results, right? But they have the kind of players I can see doing damage to City. Now, does it actually happen? 9 times out of 10, no. Could this be the one time it happens? Maybe. You know, and it's hard to say. It's hard to say. Virgil, how are you feeling about them, boy?
No, that's true, because that's one thing, you know. It's about a lot of unknown factors too that could play out from like now, because oh, you know, we don't know the season, because it's still a lot more already season wrapping up. It's still a lot more games, especially in all competitions, and for the top three, they have a lot of games and other games still to play.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's something that when you look at it on paper, you feel like just doing it from here, you feel like it has certain games that feel very straightforward. But then also, when you take into consideration, you know, the little that little screw that could have messed up everything.
Yeah,
it's those things that you can't have to account for. And also, you know, injury. You know, this time of the season, we just kind of find a national break where we see a lot of players too injured, even especially that, and you know.
I was kind of unplugged there, but I feel like nearly every international that I see a City player was involved with, somebody come off injured. Apparently, Johnson come off injured today, allegedly, you know, and Walker get injured last week, and had a limp in training. Well, Rodri scored twice today, I think it was, so he should be fine. But, and the other thing that we haven't taken in consideration, well, not that we haven't, but it's kind of hard to do so, is how these teams perform in Europe. You know, that has impacts, right? Because like, if a team wins heavily in their first leg, or they manage to pull up a really commanding lead, and it affects how they line up for the weekend, or if they are in a level, or they're losing, or they get knocked out, even all these things affected, right? So yeah, we coming on to the end now. I believe that we're on to the 6, and after this game week here, I will ask you all for your Tottenham versus Chelsea score as well. But we start with game week 36, right, guys? So I have Arsenal 3-0 to Bournemouth. I have 1-1 between Brentford and Fulham. I have 2-1 Brighton. I have a 2-1 to Newcastle, sorry. I have a Chelsea 3-2. I have a Palace 1-1. I have a Liverpool 3-2. I have a Liverpool 4-2. I have a Luton 1-2 in favor of Everton. I have a City Wolves 1-1. And I have a Sheffield losing 1-0 to Nottingham Forest. Pat, what do you have,
bro? One second, because my thing, you know.
Fluent, yeah.
You know how it is.
It's okay.
If I refresh, will it save my thing? Because this happened. Oh, it come back. It come back. I have it. Yeah. So kind of similar to you, you know, Arsenal win. I have Brentford drawing with Fulham. I have Brighton beating Villa.
Me too.
Newcastle win away somehow.
Yeah.
I have Chelsea winning 2-1. Mm-hmm. I have United dropping points with a 1-1 to Palace.
Yeah.
Because my whole logic is like, coming towards the end of the season, as long as... Well, Ulis should be back. As long as Ulis and Eze are fit, I think that changes a lot for Palace now. So I'm going on the assumption that they could remain fit for the end of the season. Okay, so that might kind of where some of my score lines come in. Liverpool beating Spurs 2-1, kind of narrow. Everton winning. City winning 3-1 against Wolves. Sheffield tie with Forest.
Nice. Virgil, what do you have, bro?
They 36, right?
Yeah.
I'll just change around some things to kind of make the storyline a little interesting.
Hey. So for this
one, for game week 36.
Oh boy.
PL is injured. Arsenal hosts Bournemouth and that game's finished 2-2. Brentford lose to Fulham 3-2.
Hey, wait, pause. Salik, I want you to notice something, eh? For all the Bournemouth, whatever that I am, dog, this man results for Bournemouth has been insane. That man have Solanke finishing as the golden boot winner.
Yeah, but I don't think, yeah, but hey, Bournemouth finishing top half of the table. We like that. Yeah, we like that.
Hey. All right, Mujer, go ahead.
So, yes. Yes, so Brighton, Aston Villa, Villa winning 2-1. Newcastle beating Burnley 5-2. Chelsea beating West Ham 4-1. United and Palace drawing 2-2. Mm-hmm. Liverpool against Spurs, a 3-3 draw. Luton against Everton. Luton win 3-1. Shout out Luton. The storyline going good. Man City hosts Wolves. That game ends 2-2.
Yay!
And Sheffield United.
This match coming from Marvel.
Sheffield and Nottingham Forest 1-1.
Hey.
A very intense game week.
Bro, dog. Only even see the script I had of the game between these seven years to the That's crazy. dog, Virgil, you think the Kings will fire? That is a mad week, dog. You had all three of them drawing in the top three. Wait, okay. Randana, what do you have, bro?
All right, I had everything Daniel had up to the United Palace. I did have Brighton beating Villa, and I did have Brentford drawing at Fulham. I have United beating Palace 2-1, Liverpool beating Spurs 4-3, Luton beating Everton, City beating Wolves, and Sheffield beating Forest 2-0.
Oof, nice one. Okay, cool. After this, I would like to ask you guys for your score between in Chelsea and Tottenham. I had a 2-2 draw. Brandon, what do you have? This was game week 26.
I have Chelsea winning 3-0.
Hey! Virgil, this is game week 26, bro. The only game of that week. What do you have?
I have Chelsea winning 4-1.
Hey! Bang once my Chelsea strong entry season. Patrick, what do you have, my guy?
I had a 1-1.
I had 2-1. So we have 2 Chelsea wins and we have 2 Tottenham draws. So that, you know what we had? Tottenham going to win so that game. Winning. So that we all draw.
Yeah.
Hey, son hat trick. Okay, cool. Next up, we have game week 37. Okay, I think it's getting a little bit more sticky in here. So, I will go last. Salik, why don't you go first, bro?
Oh, dear. Okay. Bournemouth and Brentford, 1-1. Aston Villa and Liverpool, 3-1 to Liverpool. Everton beat Sheffield 3-0. City beat Fulham 2-0. I will skip that fixture.
What happened Newcastle, to you,
Newcastle draw 2-2 with Brighton. Chelsea beat Forest 3-1. Spurs beat Burnley 5-0. Son scores a hat-trick.
Nice.
West Ham beat Luton 2-0. Wolves beat Palace 2-1. And I cannot see Arsenal beating United in Old Trafford with so much on the line. So I went 2-2 United and Arsenal.
With so much on the line.
Yeah, well, I have 2-2 as well in the Brandon.
Dog,
I think I have the most points dropped for us in this episode. Patrick, what do you have, bro?
Bournemouth win, Villa draw with Liverpool.
Hey!
Everton win, City win. Yep. City wins. Arsenal beats United. I have it. Newcastle wins. Chelsea win. Spurs win. West Ham win. Wolves win.
Virgil, what do you have, bro?
So now after this whole storyline, right? So you know the game start off. Bournemouth beating Brentford 3-1. Solanke hat trick. Shout out Bournemouth. Then we go to Aston Villa against Liverpool, a very entertaining game that's going to end Liverpool 3, Aston Villa 4.
Hey!
A Douglas Luiz penalty in the last minute to win it.
I could see that.
Everton winning 4-0.
Good Lord.
City with a narrow scrape, 3-2 win against Fulham. Arsenal go to Old Trafford and beat United 5-0. I was very tempted to put 7-0, but I was like, nah, we gotta keep that for them.
In reference to myself.
One.
We will be there. We will be there.
Arsenal had to finish the league with something, so that's the thing. Newcastle against Brighton 4-2. Chelsea go to Forest and win 4-2. Spurs against Burnley 5-0 win for Spurs. West Ham beat Luton 2-0, and Wolves and Palace draw 2-2.
I have a Bournemouth 1-0 win. I have a Villa 3-2 win. I have a Everton 1-0 win. I have a Fulham 2-2 draw. I have our next 2-2 draw between United and Arsenal. I have a Newcastle win, a Chelsea win, a Tottenham win, a draw with West Ham and Luton, and a Wolves win. So, good for you. You get my day, boy. I have all three teams dropping points again, though. Again, what a storyline. Okay, now I need for your missing fixtures from 34, guys, and then I'm going to ask you how your team will look at heading into the final day. So, I have mine ready. So I'll just go first. I have Brighton winning 3-2 against Chelsea. I have United winning 2-1 against Newcastle. And I've Tottenham winning 3-2 against Manchester City.
Okay, yeah.
Virgil, all they never win in that stadium, dog, and I just don't see it changes, dog.
Well, for that, so you see, all this is part of the storyline, right? Brighton beating Chelsea 3-2, because you know you had that, so same thing.
Uh-huh.
United beating Newcastle 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And Spurs against Man City have that as a 4-2 win for City.
Finally, because
you think about it, we couldn't do it against Klopp. We couldn't get a that nice little send off. So I feel like something good at that point. I feel like you might get that 4-2 win.
Nice, Pats. What do you have, bro?
Yeah, I have Brighton beating Chelsea. I have a United and Newcastle draw.
Ooh.
Because it's really a case of, you know, the away form losers versus a anything could happen team. So I really just close my eyes and punch numbers, to be honest. And then Spurs versus City. I also have City winning 2-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salek, what do you have, bro?
I have Brighton and Chelsea drawing 1-1. I have Man U beaten Newcastle 3-0. And I have Spurs beaten Manchester City 3-2.
Okay.
So, my table with 37 games played for everybody. And if y'all can find the screenshot where y'all have that, hopefully. I have Liverpool first on 83 points. I have City second on 83 points with four goal difference separating the two. And then I have Arsenal third on 82 points, the better goal difference than both of them. I have Villa still in fourth on 69, and I have Spurs in fifth with 68. And I'm in a relegation battle. I think United are at 63 yesterday, kind of far away. And in the relegation battle, I have Forest on 30 in 17th, and I have Luton on 29. So 30 and 29. Whoever else have their own ready could go ahead next.
Yeah, I could go. For me, this was the game week where City finally takes the lead of the title race. They are in first with what looks like too much points in my opinion, but I'll tell you anyway. In first with 90 points. Then
wait, yeah. Wow.
I'm telling you, get ready. Liverpool second with 89 points. Mm-hmm. That's right, yes. Then Arsenal in third with 86 points. You're about to recognize a theme here. And then Villa in fourth with 69 points.
Hey, I have
a lot about 20 there. Points between third and fourth. Yeah. And down in the dregs, I have Luton going home, Burnley going home.
How much Spurs on in fifth?
And they are on 65 points.
Oh, so Villa locked in then. Villa locked in Champions League spot then.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. In my iteration, yeah. It also locked in. Sorry, let me switch that. It been locked in that Luton, Burnley, and Sheffield was going to go down. That was locked in since like game week 34. There's no way they could have got out. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, boy.
Brandon, what do you have, bro?
This is for the second to last game, right?
Yep, yeah, 37. Yeah. Everybody's supposed to have 37 played at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have Liverpool on top with 86 points.
Hey.
I have Manchester City in second on 85 points. And out of the title race are Arsenal with 82 points.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arsenal
followed by Villa on 71, closely followed. Sorry, not 71. Sorry, Villa are on 68 points. Sorry, closely followed by Spurs and United, who have 67 points.
Wow. And who you have in relegation? Is yours also confirmed that Luton going down?
I just want to make sure I'm telling you the right thing. Right, so I have Sheffield and Burnley confirmed relegation, and I have 3 points separating Luton and Forest.
And the goal difference is enough to be with a swing?
The goal difference is...
So mine is a 5-point goal difference.
Actually. Mine is a 6 points. A 6-goal, sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, 6 is swingable. 6 is... It depends on how bad somebody loses or whatever. Okay, cool. Virgil, do you have yours by chance?
Yes. So, right now, because it's the second to last game week, to have Man City in first on 86 points. Arsenal in second on 84 points. Things still tight. So, you know. Liverpool out of the title race. As Brandon said, because, you know, same points, but on 82 points. Aston Villa sit comfortable in fourth on 73 points.
Ooh.
Spurs fifth, 69. United sixth, 60 points. Chelsea seventh, 58. Newcastle 8, 57. Bournemouth 9th on 57 as well. Wolves in 10th, okay, 54.
Virgil, who you have 17th yeah. and 18th
because I have a 10, don't matter. So for 17 and 18, this is where it's fun. 17 is Forest on 28th and Luton 25-18 and well, Burnley and Sheffield United, both of them.
What's the goal difference at both Forest and Luton on?
The goal difference, so Forest is on minus 29 and Luton is on minus 34. So five
goal difference.
Okay.
All right, cool. And the final day, guys. I have an Arsenal win, a Brentford draw, a Brighton. Did I give you all your money? Yeah, I did. A Brighton win.
Wait, I made a mistake. I can't count. I have Luton in 18th place, 2 points behind Forest.
I have one. I've done not 1 point sure. behind Forest. But yeah. And then on the last day, I have Burnley drawing with Forest. I have Chelsea winning against Bournemouth. I have Crystal Palace drawing with Villa. I have Liverpool winning. I have Luton winning. And I have City winning. And I have Spurs winning. Which means in my table, Liverpool would have won the title. Then City. Then Arsenal. Tottenham would have pipped fourth spot on the last day. But obviously, fifth could still be Champions League with Villa there. And then I have Luton managing to stay up on the final day of the season. And Forest going down. Pat, why are you going next way? What do you have?
All right, let me tell you. So I have Arsenal beating Everton, Brentford draw, Brighton draw with United. I have Forest beating Burnley, Chelsea beating Bournemouth. I have Palace beating Arsenal, Liverpool beats Wolves, Fulham mash up Luton. I didn't look good. City mash up West Ham, but Bowen managed to score. And Spurs beats Sheffield. Son got a hat-trick on the last day and becomes the Golden Boot winner. The table is... Wait for it. City wins the league. Liverpool second, Arsenal third, Villa fourth. So that's our top four. That's who will be going to the Champions League. Spurs may or may not be going to the Champions League. We'll see how things play out of that fifth spot. But Spurs in fifth. And then, it's been decided for Luton, Burnley and Sheffield to go back to where they belong. So, yeah.
Cool. Virgil, what do you have, bro?
So, yes. Final game week. All games play at the same time. So, you know, that's a big suspense. But one fixture for sure that was not had all certainty. Arsenal beat Everton 5-0.
Yeah. Oh,
so okay. Brentford beat Newcastle 2-0. United and Brighton draw 2-2. Burnley beats Forest 2-0. Chelsea draws with Bournemouth. And then they went Bournemouth 3. Aston Villa get a comfortable win, 3-1. Liverpool also realizing, wait, things going good with by Arsenal, but you know they think they don't really care anymore because this is just for the Jurgen Klopp farewell tour. You know, we end the Jurgen Klopp farewell tour with a 6-0 win against Wolves. And then Luton realizing, wait, we were done. With a five goal difference, and they realized the result that happened at Burnley. So Luton went and beat Fulham 4-0. And now they keep promoting.
Virgil writing movies in.
A 4-0 win. And now Luton manager could then go on to be Liverpool next manager, but that's for a different time. And then Spurs beat Sheffield United 3-0. And then in the last minute, you know, City come and get a 1-0 win against West Ham.
This man wants an extra Aguero moment. He's sick, then, right?
So for the table quick is after all that, you know, result, that big result from Arsenal, you know, expected from Arsenal. Arsenal finished second, City finished first, Liverpool finished third, Aston Villa fourth, Spurs fifth, and then it goes United, Chelsea. And then as I mentioned with the relegation battle, with that big 4-0 win for Luton, Luton secure 17th with Forest, Burnley, and Sheffield United, those three going down.
Wow. Okay. And Brandon.
All right. John, remind me what your final table was.
Mine was Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Tottenham, Villa, and then Luton staying up and Forest going down.
Okay. On the final day of the season, I have Arsenal beating Everton 4-0, Brentford and Newcastle playing out a 2-2 draw, United beating Brighton 3-1, Forest and Burnley playing out a 1-1 draw, Chelsea beat Bournemouth 4-2, Villa beat Palace 3-2, Liverpool beat Wolves 2-1, Luton win 2-1, City win 3-1, and Spurs win 5-0 for a grand finish of, in first place on 89 points, Liverpool win the league. City come in second on 88 points, Arsenal on 85 in third. Aston Villa come in fourth on 71 points. Spurs in fifth on 70 points. And in sixth by goal difference, Manchester United.
Okay.
Nice. I have United sixth as well. But not on goal.
Chelsea are seventh. I don't know how.
I have Chelsea Wolves eight.
Wolves eight, West Ham nine, and Newcastle 10.
And, well, you have Luton going down, then.
I have all three. Unfortunately for Luton, despite their win on the final day,
it wasn't enough.
The draw from Forest was enough to keep them up. So, nice. Luton, Sheffield, and Burnley all go back down to the championship.
Okay, so we have two Liverpool wins in the title. We have two City wins. And as we wrap this up, I want to ask you guys, how confident are you in your predictions coming true? Go ahead, Brandon.
I have about 75% in confidence because it was kind of hard to gauge, like, when, if Arsenal somehow get past Bayern. And it was also hard to gauge, like, City with their injuries, and if they also go far in the tournament as well. It was hard to work with Liverpool. It's hard to work with Aston Villa. It was hard to work with West Ham. All those teams very hard to work with. So, all in all, I would say yes. I would not be surprised if I'm wrong, though. But I will go with, like, three out of four times, I think I might get this one.
Brandon, Virgil, how confident are you?
For me, I am
50-50.
I am 50-50, because I feel like it's about a lot of games where I feel like bad mind plays a lot of factors into it, because we have the Liverpool versus United, then we have the Spurs Arsenal. But I think, I feel like for City, for some of the fixtures that I gave with City getting positive results, City have to pull out a miracle. So yeah, I feel like it will be very tough, because I tell you, there's a lot of factors, and I tell you, bad mind is a lot of things, because a lot of teams would not want their rivals to win the league.
Yep, very true. Patrick, over you, boy.
Hey, Patrick, I want to say a 58. Remember, I had City win in the league. I go in for like a 58. Because the thing about these fixtures make me realize that City still have the bogey teams to play.
That's very true.
They had to play, what do you call them? They had to play Old Lee San Friends. They had to play Sun Hyung Asia. And they have to also play some difficult ones. They have to host Arsenal. That might be it for the difficult ones.
Also Forest as well. Forest is a good team to City as well. That other thing I was looking at.
Mm. See, I didn't even know that. So there we go. I didn't even realize that. So I have City winning. In my head, it makes sense that City will win the league. But what I realized too is that the pressure really on for Haaland here. You know, he have to start scoring. Like, he have to. You know what I mean? The misses and thing, it becoming inexcusable. So if I was a City fan right now, I think I would be concerned. Maybe not really worried, but concerned about if this league going to be won or not. The interesting thing I realized was nobody have Arsenal winning. And I actually think, fixtures aside and whatever, I think to me it's between if City or Arsenal going to win it. I had kind of write off Liverpool, to be honest. I know it's Klopp last season and all that, but in terms of performances, I didn't really see much of a change in their performances pre and post announcement. So I don't even know if that really played into anything here. I think it played into us as fans, but in reality, I'm not sure. I think Arsenal is the informed team right now. So if somebody is going to win it other than City, to me, it makes sense that it should be Arsenal. But I don't know how you all feel about it. And then relegation-wise, yeah, I really think that is GG's for Burnley, Luton, and Sheffield been relegated since game week one. So,
it's not mathematically confirmed you're not Burnley down. I guess not.
I don't think so.
No.
For me, is like 50-50. It's dog. It probably is even less than that, though, because, look, I don't actually know to what extent that my heart is speaking, to what my gut instinct of that football is not entirely logical is speaking as well, to give what I give here. You know, I did this table over like a few times because I so couldn't decide on certain things. Like, as Patrick said, like, we are the form team in the league. And to be fair, honestly, how I feel about this rest of the season could change entirely based on how this weekend goes. You know, if we go there this weekend and we get something, anything, a draw even, I see, like, not just because, like, if we win, obviously, well, it's definitely in our hands. But if we go there and draw this weekend, I don't think it is in our hands, depending on how Liverpool do this weekend. But you give me a draw this weekend, I would say it's ours to lose. Even though City will go, Liverpool go ahead of us in the table, and given that they beat whoever the other place we got, Brighton, I still think it will be ours to lose. But it have so much factors to come that I don't know. And I think that Arteta has to show more weapons in his arsenal, in his armory, if he wants to navigate this title and Champions League. You know, because I think Bayern are in a place where they are vulnerable, and we could go through there. And to be able to manage that plus the league is going to need him to use the squad a lot more in a ways that I don't think we have seen it. And to his benefit, a lot of the players that are coming back injured are players that have been regular 11 players in the past. So it shouldn't be an issue to rotate them in. But again, it's something that we have not seen from him enough. But if we are to do something, shit, dog, it'll be monumental. And I'll be fucking unbearable, dog.
I hope all they lost then, big man thing. So, I can't take on the unbearableness.
I fly it the I really hope all I come in Tampa. I gotta come and check the boy though.
Can I just say something? Like, just to piggyback off what you know, there, John. Like, the one thing that I had that I thought about when I was doing this whole thing is, if Liverpool or City get knocked out, or they go through, I don't think it will matter. But I feel like for Arsenal, they're in a lose-lose situation. Because if they get knocked out by Bayern, it will just have like the knock-on effect of the momentum being lost. And the, you know, it'll be kind of like, it'll be kind of bad for them to go out. I assume, like, if they if they go out in a bad way or whatever. Yeah. But even if they win, there's a stretch of the squad anyway. So I feel like it's a lose-lose situation for Arsenal at this point.
Yeah. And
that was one thing I was considering throughout this whole
I am saying no, you know. But the thing is like I think that this season we have done better in terms of maintaining player levels and the fitness levels, especially those who have been there. And, you know, when we look at what Liverpool and what City tend to do coming out of the end of the season, it does end up being a somewhat regular 12, 13, 14 players as we use at least the start games, whoever may rotate in. It could be different. So, I don't know. It is left to be seen. But I could also see that, you know, that highs can also carry you as well. You know, we go to City and we come up with something positive. Then, yeah, dog, we can ride that a little bit. We beat Bayern at home. They have no fans mm-hmm. coming to the Emirates. You know, we got a decent size win there, dog. Then, shit, dog, that could carry a little bit again there and allow space for rotation or whatever it might be. So, I think it'll be interesting. In my gut, dog, I do not think that we're losing this weekend. But, logically speaking, it is City's to lose there. You know, City have the fixtures to take charge of this league. They always have the pedigree. I have Liverpool within the league. But as Patrick said, in my mind and all too, I think Liverpool performances is what is concerning me. Now, the difference is that Liverpool have the kind of players that are capable of turning terrible performances into wins because their individual quality is so great. You know, on one end, you have Mohamed Salah, and on the other hand, you have Virgil van Dijk. And I think that it's two entities that neither of the other teams have a player of that caliber at either end in each box, where each box could decide their games. And I think that is the edge that Liverpool has over the other two teams. You know, and it's left to be seen how much it actually matters. Any closing remarks, guys? I am anxious, but you know what? I'll bring it on. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like this when we was fighting for top four, dog. I didn't. Last year, it was more like, you know, we come up and, hey, you know, we might be able to pull a little story together. But this year is more, you know, we meant to be here. We built to be here. Now it's to see if we could do it here. And yeah, though, bring it the fuck on, though. Bring everything on, though. Let me see what how to say, you know? Virgil, anything to say, boy?
Nah, it's true. I feel like after every game week when we sit down and have our discussions, I feel like every game we going to be different emotions because
any point drop.
And not just that, just how things go with Champions League as well as FA Cup for like how because. City against Chelsea too is also another difficult tie in that mix. So yeah, I tell you, every game we're going to feel like a final, honestly, for City, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like things could swing anyway.
Pat, any closing remarks?
Yeah, I think. I could really see Barcelona winning the Champions
League.
So basically, it's like we can get back in blood against PSG. That is a given. It over for Mbappe. Trust me, it done. All right, Araujo is going to lock him this time. This is the time.
Clip that for me, please.
So who you feel Barca meeting the finals unbeaten?
Right. Okay, so fine. I'll check the bracket quickly just to make. Okay, right. Yeah, I was correct. So I think it's a Clásico in the finals. I just wanted to make sure that I was correct in the brackets now.
No, you are the climb a mountain, boy. That's...
mm-hmm. It's a Clásico in the finals. And then, no, Big Mac, just hear me. Our dog football is played on the day. Okay, we have beat these men before. Could do it again, though. We could beat them.
All right.
So I have us get into the finals and then hopefully. Going over the edge. So that's my closing remarks.
And Salek winning the FA Cup. Why is we going on this route? Only winning the FA Cup.
You never know. You know. If City again past Madrid, they might be a little wounded.
At the time.
Hey! Pop, 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 pop
We might have to go for it, but no, boy, I don't really see it that much. I don't even see Barca making the final, but it's just gonna be an incredible end to the season. It has so many games left to play in so many different competitions. They have so many teams that are involved in all of the competitions, and that's gonna make it even better. It's gonna make it, and I think, you know, we're looking at probably one of the best Premier League title races we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, and I think it's like this in like across Europe right now. You know, Leverkusen writing their fairy tale, and what could they do? Could they do a league and cup double? League and European Cup double or a treble in a sense. You know, Madrid and Jude. What story could they write coming up against an English team in the quarterfinals in the city trying to go to quarter back to back troubles? Tell storylines all over the place, guys. And we will be here to cover it all with you, as always. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Thank you for putting me through pain and mapping out my pain for the rest of the season. And we catch you guys next time. See you soon. Take it easy. Love you guys. Later.